You've got a couple things coming up at Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance. Number one is your meeting on Monday. We'll talk about that last. Number two is the symposium with the Attorney General. We'll talk about that second. First thing we're going to talk about is the Two Dam Days run, which is coming up at the end of September. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And we're having so much fun. Racers are beginning to talk to each other and sign up. And actually, LOA is still looking for sponsors, and we're going to be closing that door the 20th of August. So if anybody wants to get a lot of good PR, we have PBS is going to come down and produce a television program show to show on public TV for the Kansas City, St. Louis, etc. Any of the sponsors that we have on board, of course, their name's going to be scrolled through as sponsoring the TV program. So we're pretty excited about that.
It's going to be interesting, yeah.
And we'll be taking those TV folks to the places of business to show what great places there are here at the lake. So they'll be doing more than just the race.
Now, this is the race, for people that don't know, it goes from where to where?
It is going to start at Drake Harbor, and that is at the 92-mile marker. And the first leg of the race, that will be in Warsaw. We'll have a big party, barbecue, and good clean water celebration booths, etc., and great food at registration on Friday night in Warsaw on the 24th. The race will kick off at 7 in the morning, and the first leg of the race will end at Captain Ron's. There will be checkpoints at Holiday Hills, will be the first checkpoint, and then the second checkpoint will be at Red Fox. And then everybody will come in at Captain Ron's. Again, we'll have a repeat booths and clean water celebration and all kinds of good information on why it's important to keep a great lake that we have healthy for the future. And then the next morning, we'll kick off again at 8 o'clock from Captain Ron's, and they will paddle to the only checkpoint. The next day will be at Lodge of the Four Seasons, and then on around to the dam to Iguana Sports. I believe it's Iguana Water Sports, and that's where the race will finish. And we'll have a big celebration there at the Bagnell Dam Strip, and the awards will be at the stage there just up the hill from Iguana Sports.
And these are all some serious kayakers as well. I know there's a lot of folks involved in this Ozark Cycles over there, cycles and kayaks. They're involved. They've informed a lot of their friends, Mr. Dugan and all of his friends. So this is going to be a big deal. You're going to get some international kayakers, national kayakers, all kinds of people interested to see how this goes, the first initial run through here. Now,
what's really important, I think, Michael, this is supposed to be a fundraiser for LOA, but we just wanted to take a huge step and get national recognition to our beautiful lake and bring people in from all over the country to see how great our water is and what a gorgeous place we have here. And we are giving our fundraising money back to the racers. So we're paying the highest purse in the country and that's ever been paid to these folks. And we're going to pay equal men and women. So for the first time, women racers are going to receive the same purse. And so that's pretty exciting. And then Dan Dugan is doing a real neat thing to get our local people charged up. He is going to have a fun family and friend race, and it's going to be from the halfway in on Saturday. I think they're going to have a breakfast in the morning and then a safety meeting at 9 and kick off at 10. And they're also going to come to Captain Ron's. So we're just going to have just an awesome time.
And, it's going to be nice.
You know, just awareness. And you know what? You can't get closer to water unless you're swimming in it, if you're in a kayak or a canoe.
No, and they even show the photos. Some of the photos I've seen in the paper and some of the photos I see around, people have their street clothes on when they kayak because you don't have to get wet.
No.
It's easy as that. Now, you get sweaty, obviously, when you're racing, but you don't have to get sweaty either. It's a real easy way to get around. I'm surprised more people don't. But if you want more information about kayaks, those kind of things, Oz Cycles, they're over there, top of the strip. Stop by, say hello to the dogs, the family. I mean, you can tell it's a family thing because either his wife's walking around with the baby or the sad little white dog just kind of stares at you like, are you going to play with me? And you're like, no. So it's a great place to go. But outside of that, okay, so that's coming up. Which weekend is that, the September?
25th and 6th will be the days of the race. Registration will be on the 24th Friday in Warsaw.
All right, so 24th Friday in Warsaw. We'll talk about that more when that comes up.